Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
As you just heard, no baseball game today. It has nothing to do with the weather. It has everything to do with what's going on right now in the streets of Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center. And so it's OMF. You've got us for the next 3.5 hours. You're stuck with us for the next 3.5 hours. And as Lou was just talking about with Joe and Will, I'm a little suspicious on whether they're going to get any of these games in this week. If they don't get up, leave and take off and fly to someplace like Boston, right, guys?
I'm telling you what, this is the first thing they should do. They should 100% be proactive, be smart, look at the history of how these things escalate, because that would be my biggest fear. And I would say, if I'm the Twins, if I'm Major League Baseball, I have to be aware that like that game is going to be a target. The fans in that stadium are going to be targets. Like, just creating havoc around that game is, with all the cameras and, you know, all the, you know, the nation looking, like, why even give them an opportunity to use that as a target? I would pick them all up, pack your stuff, we're gone. Like, that to me is the smartest proactive thing they can do right here and right now. Like, let's make a bold decision. Let's not take any chances. Let's not, you know, get the pitchers out there and warm up and then call the game, you know, 20 yeah. minutes after it starts. Stupid.
Well, the crazy thing is they played the anthem at Target Field. You know what I mean? Like, the players were out there. Martin Perez was warming up. I mean, this was a last-second call. It was just kind of strange. I wasn't even aware, you know, of what happened yesterday afternoon. I don't know if people are or not. Dante Wright, 20-year-old black man, was shot. Right. And killed. He was pulled over. Just because he had an air freshener hanging, but, you know, I guess it's illegal. But still, they found out that he had a warrant out for him, and there was a back and forth. And so I wasn't even aware of that. But with that, like I said, I mean, you know, I would have thought, like, given that and everything that's going on, maybe they would have called it earlier, like an hour or two earlier.
Yeah, right? I don't think they knew, because I was watching it on TV when all of this started happening, and the National Guard was brought into Brooklyn Center. They're putting up a whole concrete barrier now at the police station. Yep. There are hundreds of people that are showing up. There's a curfew already in place by the mayor. And so I think what's happening, Lou, is that people are starting to hear this story. He was stopped apparently
the video
right.
just came out as well.
And that's the video just came out as so, well. That's
and,
correct.
But I'm with you, Christian. Listen, it's not going to get better. We've seen this. You know, like, so today's going to be a reaction tonight. Yeah. Hopefully everybody will be safe out in Minneapolis, but we know how this thing works. I to think that you could play a game tomorrow and there won't be another curfew, or the next day, like, it makes no sense. There will be no baseball in Minneapolis, if you ask me, in the next 3 or 4 days. So
I'm with you. And the more and more people hear about this story, because they apparently stopped Wright for an expired registration. And as you said, there was something hanging from the rear view mirror, but there's already questions whether he had tinted windows and whether the police officers could either even see it. But now the police officer is claiming that it was accidental, that he was reaching for his taser and instead reached for his pistol and shot him with one bullet. I mean, you're right, Lou, this thing is going to get more volatile as more of the facts come out, or more of each side of the story comes out. And then on top of that, you've got the Derek Chauvin case. The prosecution is resting apparently today. This thing's a mess. I don't see how you play baseball.
No, and it really is, and I just it doesn't. We've seen this. Like there was like a crazy summer. Like you know, people, what they will do is they will travel to this area. Like it would, they will travel. I know a lot of people have forgot what happened in Portland and forgot what was going on in Seattle because you know a lot of the other issues in other cities kind of died down, but they continued to barricade and riot and destroy stuff randomly. And then things would kind of slow down, and then there would be another just night of rioting, even with nothing was going on. So based on the temperature in the room, I think if you were asking the players who like probably were being aware of this stuff also, let's and I think this is what they're doing. I heard Will talking about, I think they are doing this right now. Okay, what should we do? Okay, well, we plan on having the game tomorrow. No, you don't.
Do you think it's the players who are formulating this decision?
No, I think now I think the players, wouldn't you get involved now?
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah. But I don't think the players, initially we thought this was, this was like an NBA thing. This was the Milwaukee Bucks kind of having a team meeting before the game and saying, no, we're not playing.
Right.
But that doesn't seem to be the case because everyone thought they were playing.
I mean, it's like whether... logistically, whether you can do this or not and just move it to Fenway Park. I mean, so after this series, the Twins are supposed to go out and they have a game Friday night against the Angels in L.A., right? But, you know, you could easily play a Thursday day game. They're going to have a Thursday day game in Minnesota. You could do that here. It's not perfect. But I wouldn't think, you know, anybody in that area within both organizations, if you have the opportunity to get out of Minneapolis today, right now, you do it, period.
I agree.
End of story.
I agree.
Why even? What are you going to? You going to stay there while all this is going on outside your hotel, outside the ballpark for the next 3 or 4 days, and believe that really there's a chance to play baseball? There's no baseball in Minnesota this week.
So I wouldn't be surprised, Lou, if that's eventually what they do. I mean, even look at their statement today. The statement was very basic. Out of respect for the tragic events that occurred yesterday, and following the additional details in this evolving situation, Twins have decided it's in the best interest of the fans, staff, players, and community to not play today's game. They mentioned that they consulted with Major League Baseball, and then they said, we'll give information on rescheduling. So you're just doing this right now just to get this part of it over with. I think now you're right. They have to sit down with the Red Sox and say, what can we do here? Because we have the next 3 days. This thing is going to ramp up in the next few days.
Yeah, you know, if you call in the National Guard, they don't leave 8 hours later. Like, they don't, hey, call them in. Like, oh, okay, it'll be just an eight-hour shift.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine what tonight is going to be like.
No.
Imagine what tonight is going to be like. So that's how it starts. And then there's an aftershock.
And there's a curfew.
Curfew. So it just, like, imagine people traveling. So I was listening to Joe. I don't really know, like, exactly, you know, where what the dynamics are of a Target Field, exactly where it's located.
Right downtown.
But, yeah, but it can't be, like, the ideal location. Like, if it was in Foxborough, like, if it was in, like, the boondocks somewhere where nobody went, then I'd say, yeah, maybe. But I still think they're a target. Like, I just feel like any outdoor activity, any activity where people could get some attention and some, you know.
Well, you mentioned it too, but the groups now coming in, right? And I'm sure they were there anyways, but the Chauvin court hearing going on right now. You mentioned prosecution rest, now it's defense. But this, like today, you can almost guarantee, right? We've seen it. We know what this looks like. More people will be there tomorrow night than tonight. And to think this is just a one-night thing and hopefully we can play tomorrow, no, it's just unrealistic. Even if I'm the Twins, I'm saying, hey, let's fly me to Boston. We both fly back here. If we can pull this thing off and play there, great. If not, I'd rather sit here for the next 3 days than sit back home in Minnesota.
Yeah, hopefully that's the solution they'll come to. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if they say, why don't we wait 1 day? And then we can always go out there, you know, on Wednesday, and we go to Boston Wednesday, and we'll start the road trip west in Boston. But I hope they don't wait until tomorrow, because I think they're going to have the exact same problem tomorrow.
It was strange, because we're watching the monitors, and we're worried about rain delay, you know, because we don't hear any of this stuff. And then they did show JD talking to Alex in the dugout, and he actually said the word protests. He had this really confused look in his face, and we were talking about, I don't know, was that... Are they talking about a baseball game last night, right? I don't know if you guys saw that. Phillies and the Braves, the play that pretty much ended the game at home plate. Yeah. It was an awful call. And we think, oh, maybe it's the thing about protesting that. And then like 5 minutes later, you started getting word of what was going on and thinking, okay, that's why he looked confused. And that's the protest he was talking about. So this, I'm telling you, this was a last second. This was 5 minutes before the game started. Like, we're waiting for it to start.
And I think it might
have, what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and it might have had something to do with the escalation right now of people showing up at the Brooklyn Center police station. And that might have had something to do with it. He said they probably came to the conclusion, this is not going to get better. This is going to get worse. I just hope that they look at the next couple days and say, how does this get any better? And I think this is the state we're in society now. We're going to see things like this happen where games are going to get postponed and canceled
and
because of stuff that's happening in the real world.
Right across the street from the Twins Arena from Target Field is the Target Center where the Timberwolves host the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 8 p.m. tip-off. That game's still on as of now, but if you're going to cancel this one, then you got to imagine that one's off too.
Good news for Kyrie because he stayed home for personal reasons. So,
so that's nice. We got a little ambush here. Game. 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. Oh, boys, what do you got?
5 minutes.
Think you know what it is, Lou? Supermarket, driving around or something, doing some errands.
You know what it is? The baseball gods want to slow down the momentum. They've won too many games.
Oh my God! I was like sitting there going, "Wow, unbelievable! Like what a great turn of events." They just suddenly became the best looking girl at the dance. Like the Boston Red Sox over a course of a week. Went from ugly duckling to just prettiest girl at the prom that everybody wants to dance and with and everybody wants to talk about.
Now they can't play.
So and now there is probably some warts on this, though, Lou, if you really want to kind of break it down, you know, based on the team that they were playing, if that's kind of where we want to start. I mean,
we're talking about the Orioles swept them last week.
Yeah, that's
nobody
right.
Was
so
that
like,
then,
are they
right?
Are they good or are they just lucky for actually realizing that the you know, that the That the Orioles suck.
Well, listen, if we're going to give them crap for losing the Orioles, can't give them crap for beating them.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the way I look at it. No, absolutely. I think they're a good team. I think they're a good team. I really don't think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
You're removing sneaky from
the
team.
They're
a good team.
Well, yeah, they're sneaky good because people are so negative. I think they're good. I still think they're 87 wins. I'm not going to give them. I joked with somebody on Twitter, said I was wrong. They're 97-win team. They're not. But 87-win team is good. You know, one in 75, that's a good baseball team. And the thing is that most people just thought they were absolutely going to suck. You heard people say that their pitching's no better than it was last year. I mean, I get it. People didn't put any time and effort into studying this team or looking at it. I had to. And you kind of realize that not only are they going to be a lot better than you think, they're deep in starting rotation, but more importantly, as I mentioned before, I don't think the Yankees are as good as everybody thinks. And I don't think the Blue Jays are as good as everybody thinks either. Like, I think their rotations have just as much questions as you do. So their pitching's been good enough. We knew they could hit. They're a good team.
Yeah, I never get caught up in what goes on in April. I thought they were a 500 team before the season began, which, by the way, was, if you look at extending last year to a full season, would have been a 20-game, 21
well,
improvement.
A different team.
Yeah, it's a 20-win improvement. And there's no question that they're better than what they were last year, because they were just throwing out any Tom, Dick, or Harry out to the mound and just saying, hey, give us 5 innings and let's see what you got. It was like audition time. Yeah. So they're better than that. I'm not sure you really find out anything in the month of April. You might be right. The Yankees might have some issues here. They're off to a terrible start. I just think once we get to Memorial Day, that's when you kind of figure out what the team is all about. So Nathan Eovaldi looks good. All right, well, let's see how many times he comes out and every 5 days and makes his start. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, there are a bunch of stuff that I think you've got to wait on. Got a little scared this weekend with J.D. Martinez with the COVID, and then suddenly, apparently he was okay, and then Sunday you saw what happened.
It gave him extra strength. Almost getting COVID gave him superpowers.
Unbelievable.
So I just had to think I had COVID, then I'm going to get superpowers? or maybe it's like, hey, maybe I will get COVID, and I'll have to miss a bunch of games, where I better get as many home runs and RBIs in as I possibly can, because I may have to take a week off.
Listen, the one thing you can say about them is they've been fun. Now, obviously, when you're winning games, it's a lot more fun than you're losing. But that wasn't losing. That was just looking miserably bad in the first three games. And so they have been fun. They've got comebacks in their makeup. They've had good starting pitching. They've had some good relief pitching. And, of course, they're hitting the cover off the ball from top to bottom. So, and they've got three or four guys that are on fire right now.
Well, I think the first two, were, you know, offense and defense, you know, weren't very good. Offensively, they weren't swinging it. Defensively, they made some mistakes. And when you're not swinging the bat and scoring nine runs, those errors or plays aren't made. They get magnified. But you hit on it. I mean, it's fun. I mean, the Tampa series, a couple fun wins. They think they've, of their six wins, they've had a couple blowouts, and four of them have come from behind. And that's the, that's why I say it's just it's different. You know, there is a different energy with this team. I think Cora has something to do with it. But the professional players that they brought in here, guys that have won, they've pulled out probably two more games than they would have. You know, and they, you know, this could be a 4-5 team, but they've come back. They've won a couple extra inning games. And that's the stuff where you just watch it and say, okay, I'm being entertained again. Like, I'm watching baseball, and it's not miserable. Like, it's actually fun. They're winning games. They look like they're having fun, a good group. And I think that's the biggest difference. So, yeah, I don't know where they're going to be in 2 or 3 months, but I know they don't suck. You know, because even if a guy like Eovaldi, like you said, let's say when he, you know, let's say he gets hurt next week, Tanner Houck comes up, you know, and it's like, okay, you got some depth there. And then this kid Connor Siebold, Triple A, he's another good one that they have down there waiting. And next thing you know, in July, here comes Chris Sale, who's out there throwing in right field right now. So it's like, you know, there's a lot more depth there than I think people realize. So I like it. So you guys good?
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I was waiting for Christian to chime in. I thought we
what
lost
were you, you. Oh, yeah. No, that's funny because I was waiting for you to chime in because I thought I lost you. That's so funny.
I was just waiting
this
for
guy.
You.
Me too. I was waiting for you because you're the host. So
I just hope they don't have
how it works.
I just hope they don't have like 3 or 4 days off here. Because that would not be a good thing. I mean, Major League Baseball probably has to step in right now and basically say, all right, guys, we got to make a decision. We can't back up these games during the course of the summer.
Well, this is the Twins president, Dave St. Peter. He talked about this what he says, at the end of the day, we came to the conclusion that the right thing to do was to not play today out of both respect for the family of Dante Wright and the community safety concerns. So that's the president of the Twins speaking out. Again, I really don't know what they possibly think that they could play this game tomorrow or the next day, but we'll see what they decide here. Maybe we'll have more answers in the next few hours.
Yeah, see, I think they have to say that, and they can't get too deep into all of it, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if they're talking with the city and the city officials, and they're basically hearing that there are going to be some major safety issues here tonight. And who knows how long this game goes and when those safety issues come into play. But if that's the case, again, you're going to get the defense now stepping to the stand in the Floyd trial. And then you're going to have all of the details and the video that is now out on the Wright murder. And this is going to be a big, colossal mess in the next few days. So let's hope that Major League Baseball maybe steps in and says, okay, guys, let's move it to Boston. Let's at least see if we can get 2 or 3 of these games in the series. All right, 617-779-7937. OMF on today because the game has been postponed, as you've heard. So we'll get to your phone calls, and we got a bunch of stuff to get to, including the Bruins making themselves a couple of big deals, and the Patriots and the quarterback situation, all of that and more right here on OMF today.